prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we have Science for Humans that's going to start in just a moment. And we're going to talk about an important topic. For those of us who have gotten the flu this year, me for the first time in 10 years, when is it too soon to start getting back in the gym and training? What should you be doing in the meantime? We're going to talk about all those kind of good things with Dr. Jeff Galini in just a moment. But first, we have to say that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a very, very generous grant through All-American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.net. Click the banner ad to try their new six-sample pack. It includes a shaker bottle and some amazing supplements that you can try before you buy. Of course, you just have to pay $5.99 for shipping, and that's legitimately what shipping costs. They're not making any money on it, so check that out. And without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
We had intended on doing Facebook Live today, but as it would be, we had no audio coming from Dr. Jeff's side and no time to figure out what was going wrong, so we just moved to the old-fashioned but reliable podcast. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Sorry to hear you caught the bug.
Dude, I got it. So Thursday morning I woke up and I was congested. And then Thursday afternoon, I had this dry, raspy cough. I could not stop coughing. By Friday, it had me in its grips. But I managed, you know, I worked. I did everything I was supposed to do. I didn't take off. Saturday night, I went to sleep. I felt a little feverish. In the middle of the night, I remember waking up, burning up. And nauseous. And I thought, I better get to the bathroom. I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I remember sitting up on the edge of bed. And then I remember deciding not to sit up, but to lay back down and see if I could fall asleep. And that's the last thing I remember. The next thing I remember is Elisa standing over me, shaking me, going, Carl, wake up, wake up. I was laying on the floor. I fell out of bed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I fell out of bed. She said it sounded like something came through the – she was so startled by the sound of me hitting the ground. She said it sounded like something came through the roof of the house. And she looked up and everything was fine, and she looked to the left and I wasn't in bed. And she got up to go see like where I went. And then when she went like and looked in the bathroom, she couldn't find me. She went back to the bed and she saw me laying on the floor there passed out.
Oh, boy.
So that was Saturday night. I woke up, but I did my thing Saturday. You know, we stayed active. We had a lot of things to do. We stayed active. Sunday, I spent the whole day in bed. Sunday, I threw up. I couldn't keep any food down. That was just that one day. Every other time, I had no problem. But I just haven't had much of an appetite. And so,
yeah.
You know, now I just kind of feel foggy. I just don't feel myself. It's not like as though I have a fever. The cough is pretty much gone. The congestion is gone. But now I just don't feel myself. And I did go to the gym today. I thought, you know, I'm just going to go to the gym and go through the motions. You think it was a bad idea? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about when you have some viral infection, the flu, I mean, your body is in turmoil. It takes a lot out of you. Especially because, you know, you aren't eating and you're not drinking properly. So I'm kind of an advocate on, man, let your body repair itself, let it heal. Because I know a lot of times, you know, people will feel halfway good. They go back to the gym and they get a relapse. And
yes.
It's worse at the first time. So, you know, there's something to people going, yeah, you know, you should work through it. But I'm a believer that, you know, when your body is not right, you got to rest. It's the only way your body is going to heal. Like you did on Sunday, I mean, you know, doing nothing, staying in bed, you know, hydrating is what is going to get your body to kick in those T cells and, you know, immune system trying to, again, kick in, rejuvenate itself to get rid of all of the foreign bacterias and viruses.
So, and the reality is that your immune system is responsible for recovery from your workouts. And so if it's busy trying to heal you from the flu, and now you're going, hey, by the way, I want you to do this too, I guess it's not a smart idea to train. I really went there with the intention of working up a gentle sweat, getting into the sauna, and then getting into a tanning bed. And I'll tell you my logic behind the tanning bed in a moment. But I did feel better after I trained. I have to admit that. I felt a little bit more alert. I didn't go real hard. I mean, I didn't go very, very hard at all, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it really depends on, you know, I always, you know, say, make sure you get a little food back. So, again, you know, you don't go in there and pass out because, you know, you don't have any food in you or, you know, you get lightheaded or something. And, you know, make sure you're washing your hands, you know, because, again, you know, your immune system is compromised at that point. So it isn't back to full strength. It's kind of like the old Star Trek movies, you know. Shields are only at 20%, Captain.
Yeah, right.
You got to get those shields back up to 100% so that you can go in and, again, you know, compromise your immune system with training. And all the dirt and bacteria, you know, I mean, any place that has a lot of people is going to be virus and bacteria just lingering on things.
So we had a guy, a guy named Thomas Hahn, who has been a gym member for as long as I know. I've been going to that gym. He's an ex-bodybuilder. He's a handsome guy, ripped to shreds, 67 years old. Looks like he's got the body of like a 35-year-old, really. He's one of those guys. He was built kind of like Mike Katz. He had one of those really big rib cages that made his chest look even bigger.
Wow.
Remember how Mike Katz's
rib cage
was so big?
Yeah.
Well, he had that. Like he was shaped like a railroad spike because he had that big rib cage up on top. And the nicest guy, quiet guy. He got the flu, it turned into pneumonia. And he got better, but apparently not better enough. Came into the gym, over the weekend last week. Actually, during the week last week, both Elisa and my daughter were at the gym. It was after 5 o'clock. I was here working, and they both texted me and said, somebody passed out at the gym and they took him away. They couldn't revive him, and when they said it was that guy with the big chest, I knew who it was right away. So one of the things that you have to understand about if you have pneumonia is pneumonia can lead to some blood clots in the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had a blood clot that traveled to a major artery and blocked all the oxygen from getting to his heart, and he died.
Oh, are you serious?
It's so sad. And like the whole time I'm training this morning, I'm thinking to myself, am I being stupid? Am I here too soon? You know, and by the way, folks, when you get to our age, you know, whether that's 40 plus, a baby aspirin is a good thing because a baby aspirin will do away with those kind of clots. It'll actually ameliorate those kind of clots.
Yeah. And, you know, I think again, I mean, you hear people dying from pneumonia. I think, you know, again, as we age, you got to remember, you know, your body isn't the same as when you were a teenager or 20. Although I remember getting sick every year when I was in school. I mean, there wasn't a winter that didn't go by that, you know, you didn't have the flu.
Right.
So, you know, I think you got to realize that there are ways to prevent it. But if you get it, it's a virus. I mean, you know, things are in the air, and most of it goes through the nose. I was telling somebody the other day about, you know, it comes through the nose. And they're like, no, you know, you breathe it. And I watched them, and in 5 minutes, they touched their nose 12 times.
Right. See?
I said, I was counting. I said, you touched your nose 12 times. I said, you said you never touched your nose, and you did. We all do. So, you know, again, you know, pneumonia, coughing, things in the lungs is not anything to take lightly. you know, I mean, and I get to a point where I do tell people, you know what, you need to go get some antivirals because they don't know what else to do. And I'd rather see them do that than to let it go and turn into something worse. And like, you know, your friend or person at the gym where, you know, they do get some kind of a blood clot or, you know, some severe, you know, emphysema or pneumonia that, you know, damages something. But again, you know, the whole key is repairing your body, you know, understanding what's going on. You know, you have these cells that are at war, you know, when a foreign substance enters in, you know, fever is all part of the battlefield, you know, sweating is part of the battlefield, cold, hot, you know, you need to listen to those symptoms and there's nothing wrong with resting.
Sometimes so theoretically, I still don't feel myself. It's clear.
Right.
I still have that foggy feeling. I still feel kind of like a little. It's hard to. Anybody who has this knows what I'm talking about. You just don't feel yourself. You just don't feel. You feel kind of out of sorts. So, do you have to wait for that to completely go away before you get in the gym? Do you think you can start to gently do something that is that'll coax your body instead of like going in there and train? Like I only trained for like 27 minutes this morning, and it was I used very light weight, and I did high reps, and it was I didn't do anything to failure, you know.
I would say, you know, when you start to get your appetite back, because that's a sign that, you know, your body is on the recovery side. If you still have no appetite, something isn't quite right. So, I, you know.
That's a really great point, Dr. J.
Yeah, listening to the body. I mean, you know, it's good to get up and move around and do some stuff. So again, you know, I mean, if you're feeling okay, you can go to work. You know, and you want to go to the gym, again, just for mental, but, you know, again, make sure your appetite is coming back, your fever is gone, because you don't want to get somebody else, you know, sick. And like I said, you don't want to get a relapse because your immune system is only functioning at 20%. You know, I know last year was the first year that I usually don't get sick. And last year, everybody in the office here got that influenza A, and I was about the last one to get it, and I didn't think I was going to get it. And literally, I was coming out of work on a Thursday or a Friday or whatever, a Monday, and it just hit me. I mean, got the shakes, got cold, and it knocked me out for a week. And I think the following week, when I was getting over it, I was starting to eat again, I just took the whole week off because I didn't want to go through that again.
Nice.
It ain't fun, man. You know, it's like getting run over by a bus.
So there was a study that looked at the 1918-1919 flu epidemic that killed like 6 million people. And they looked at people who lived in sunny climates, who clearly were out in the sun more often based on their jobs and their lives and stuff like that. And the study shows that there is some sort of protective value against the flu from sunlight, whether it's the UV, whether it's the vitamin D, whether it's the melanocortin system. The bottom line was that the sun exposure protected people from the flu. Think about that. In context to today, where they tell everyone to stay out of the sun, use sun blockers, SPF 50s, and everybody's getting the flu.
Well, and, you know, why do people get the flu in the wintertime?
Yeah, there's no sun.
I mean, you know, you would think most bacteria die in cold. Okay, you know, I mean, the cold, you know, people do stupid things. I know myself. I cannot go outside with my head not covered. If I were to go out with a wet head, I would come down with the flu. I have to cover my head. I don't know what it is. As long as my head is warm, I do well. But if I, you know, come out of the gym and I don't have a hat on or, you know, two hoods, man, I mean, you know, you can feel something coming on. So you gotta know your body and know your limits. It was the other night, it was like minus 13. Now, you know me, I got my parka on, and I mean, you know, I'm all bundled up
right,
with gloves.
Right.
And I seen one gal and one guy all sweaty coming out of the gym, shorts, tank top. And I'm like, these people are stupid. They're going to get sick. You know, there's no way they're not going to. I mean, you know, so you have to do smart things to help prevent some of those things, too.
We're going to see that kind of behavior on display very shortly at the Arnold. So one of the phenomenons that I've always gotten a kick out of at the Arnold is the number of people. The Arnold falls in March, and it's always freezing cold in Columbus, Ohio at this time of year. I'm talking about wind that cuts through you if you stay outside too long. It's always that way. I cannot remember one time going to the Arnold where I thought, wow, the weather's mild. It's really nice. This is so great. It's always
cold, snowy.
And there are always people wearing flip-flops, shorts, and wife beaters because they are going to be they will be damned if they're not going to show off their body. I don't understand how they all don't get pneumonia.
And you know how many people come back from the Arnold that say, oh, I caught something on the plane. You didn't catch it on the plane. You caught it because you were stupid. I mean, you know, again, that's just where stupidity comes into play. You know, you gotta be careful. That doesn't mean that, you know, you can do all of this and still not catch a virus. But, again, wash your hands. I'm going to keep stressing that during this time. Continually wash your hands with soap. Not sanitizer. You don't want to kill the good bacteria, but you want to wash off the bacteria, especially before you eat something, and be very conscious about not sticking your finger in your nose. Everybody does it. Touch your nose. You know? That's where 95% of the flu comes from. It isn't from somebody coughing on you or sneezing. It's from you touching something and touching your nose.
Yeah, and you're basically inoculating yourself with it. You're giving yourself the flu.
Yeah.
I think I'll put the flu in this nostril now. That's what you're basically doing, you know? It's the truth. I mean, it's humorous, but it's true.
It is, you know, and I haven't become a germ phobia, but I've become more visible to where germs are. Like the other night, I had to go pick up a prescription at the pharmacy for my mother-in-law. And right next to the pharmacy, they have a walk-in clinic now in the grocery store where, you know, you can walk in. And I was looking at this hand sanitizer going, on top of that hand sanitizer is virus up the hilt.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because, you know, I always like to get a little hand sanitizer after coming out of the where sick people are. But I'm like, I don't want to touch that because what happens if the sanitizer doesn't kill what's on top of it? So you got to kind of think about those things. And again, think about, you know, you should wash. There's a reason why you wash your hands before you eat. Now, you know, bacteria and viruses less likely to enter through the GI, but some can survive that acidic.
Really?
Acidic. So, you know, again, you should wash your hands before you pick up and, you know, eat a sandwich or something, you know.
I like your advice already. I'm going to watch my appetite. As my appetite increases, then I'm going to know that I'm starting to get better. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. But definitely sunlight, too. If you don't want to get the flu and you have access to a tanning bed, get in it once in a while. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon 1 banner ad today.
Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch. All of them, buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol. The list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.com. Net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So let's see if this stands the test of when you were living in Venice Beach, you went in the sun. You got in the sun a lot, right?
Oh gosh, yeah, every day.
Every day. So did you get the flu when you were a pro, when you were training out there?
No, you know what? I did not. I had allergies out there, but no, I never was sick one time living in California. When I was in Ohio, well, I did get sick one time. I was in the desert region, and I came out of the building with a wet head, and I walked across the yard to see somebody, and I was down for a week and a half. That was the only time. But not down in Venice, never. Never got sick, never got a cold, sniffle, nothing.
You know, the dermatology industry has done our population a great disservice. There are a host of disease states that occur today because we're being told that being in the sun equals skin cancer. And this is not true. This is not true. And I want to qualify this for a second. We know that if you take certain supplements like carotenoids, beta carotene type supplements, or things like astaxanthin, these are carotenoids. They find their way into the skin and they protect the skin against UV damage. Now, think about this for a second. Something that you take orally makes its way out into the outer reaches of your body, into the skin, into the cells of your skin, and protects the skin against UV damage and sunburn and cancer. Okay. But what happens when you eat crap food, when you eat chemically laden processed foods, those bad actors get deposited in the skin too. And those bad actors, when they get baked in the sun, they don't protect you. They actually become carcinogens. They actually start to cook in your skin, and they cause the development of cancers. And so it's not the sun that's the problem. It's what people are putting in their bodies today and then going out and letting the sun cook it in their skin. I'm telling you, folks, this is an ultra simplistic approach what I'm discussing, but you're going to find out that years from now, they're going to discover, oh, skin cancer isn't being caused by the sun. It's being caused by the foods that you eat that deposit their metabolites in your skin that then react with the sun and cause skin cancer.
You're absolutely right. And I wasn't going to make an announcement yet, but I'm going to because it kind of goes along this cancer. I am starting a nonprofit research and education institute. It'll be in operation probably about 3 months. And as you know, I've been doing a lot of cancer research, diabetes research, and this is what this institute is going to be about, education and trying to come up with a cure for this. And when you really look at the, you know, what cancer is and you really understand it, it makes sense. Most people don't even know what it is, what it's about. You just listen, don't go in the sun. You know, that's like saying, I don't even know what it's like saying. It's like saying, you know, don't swim after you eat because you're going to drown.
Right.
You know, I mean, all the stupid things people say, but no, it is all the stuff that we, the chemicals that are going into our body, the nitrates, all the toxins and herbicides and pesticides. You know, that's what people are going to find. In the last couple of days meeting with my clinical team, I proposed a question. I said, you know, are there places that have less cancer than the United States? And yeah, you know, there are places like Japan and China where they have more throat cancers and things, but that's from some of the stuff they're eating there.
Well, also, they've got terrible air. I mean, they've got horrible air pollution
as well. They have nose and throat cancers is what's really big over there. But anyhow, that's a whole other discussion.
But here's an interesting twist to this discussion that you can have someone on your team vet what I'm about to say right now.
Yeah.
The skin cancer rate in sub-Saharan Africa is far lower than that of the United States. Now, we're talking about people who spend almost all of their time in the sun. So if, in fact, sun exposure equals cancer, then people who live in sub-Saharan Africa should have the highest cancer rate. They don't. But here's the interesting twist. Life Extension Foundation published a study about 8 years ago that followed individuals who moved from Africa to the United States and then tracked their skin cancer rates. And sure enough, their skin cancer rates went up once they became Americanized. And what does that mean, Americanized? Well, they started eating the food. They started ignoring sleep. They started doing all the
sniffing,
things we do here.
Sniffing the stuff you put on your rug that causes cancer. I mean, you know, when something says it's carcinogenic, that means it basically takes those cancer cells and livens them, energizes
turns them on, right?
You know, and I found out that, you know, all of these tribes that are basically remote that they're finding, they have no cancer.
No.
No cancer at all. Now, they don't live a long life because, you know, again, they don't have any medicines.
It's a tougher life, too. It's a tougher life.
Yeah, it's a tougher life. But you don't find any skin cancer. You don't find any cancer at all.
But you do find, but you will find people that are 80 years old, and you'll find people who are 80 years old that are still helping to raise grandchildren, that are still contributing. They're not 80 years old sitting in a diaper facing the palm tree. They're active.
So, you know, getting back to this, I mean, there are so many things that, you know, really compromise the immune system here, from chemicals, hairsprays, deodorants. I mean, things that, you know, we think are necessities and, you know, but they really do hinder us. So sometimes you can do everything in the world to try to be healthy and you are going to catch a virus. And if you do, you know, take a step back, drink plenty of water, rest. Don't be afraid of, you know, not going to the gym because you're going to lose weight. They call it muscle memory. You don't lose muscle cells. They just shrink.
Yeah.
But again, it's better to be healthy and better to recover than to get back too soon and have a relapse and then take months or end up in the hospital or
die.
Like the guy at the gym,
die. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No,
But I got to tell you, this interview was worth this one piece of advice, and that is when your appetite starts coming back, then you know that it's time to start getting back into the gym. I love that.
I'm glad you got something, brother.
Yeah.
And I hope you feel better, man.
No, I will. I feel better already. I really do. I do. And I appreciate that. And then we will talk to you next week, I guess, huh?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get the technical worked out, and we'll be back live on
Facebook,
too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks, Dr. J.
All right, take care, brother.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Carl. What's going on? Well, you know some of what's going on already with this being sick, but there's a lot of going on here I want to talk about. There's a lot of new relationships with All American Pharmaceutical here. I want to let the listeners know about. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana a banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Health IQ allows people like us to get a better deal on life insurance. They actually have a quiz that you take that determines whether or not you are doing the things that are healthy. They look for people who can actually deadlift their own body weight as a marker of healthy activity. I mean, who does that? And this isn't just some website that gathers your information and sells it off to insurance companies. They actually run your information through and select the best quote they can find for you. And 99% of the time, you're going to be saving money if you're buying your life insurance just through the average life insurance store. Because those other people aren't taking into account the fact that you actually do things to live longer and be stronger. But Health IQ does, and you can qualify at healthiq.com/SHR today and see if they can save you money. What do you have to lose? I mean, why pay more for life insurance than you have to? And especially if you're one of those people who deserves to pay less. Check it out. Go to healthiq.com/SHR to get started and learn more. So, I got to be honest. I'm depressed about Thomas Hahn passing away, because this guy was in amazing condition, and he lived the life. I never saw him put on weight. He was always the same, always lean. He always stayed the same. I got to believe that whoever autopsied him looked at them and that thought to themselves, "Holy crap! If this guy only made it to 67, there's no hope for me." Because this guy looks like Adonis. So, if you haven't noticed, Thrive Protein is kind of taking a back seat in my world, because I just don't have the manpower to handle the sales, process the sales. I literally have to physically process every sale. Everybody who has been buying Thrive knows that their order gets shipped late, or I make a mistake on their order. It's gotten to the point where I just can't do it anymore. So we have joined forces with All American Pharmaceutical, and Thrive is now part of the AAP family. What's happening is that Thrive, the brand, is going to be absorbed by All American Pharmaceutical, and we're going to use their people and their marketing and all that sort of stuff. And I will just make my profit from the sales and be happy, because I'm doing a horrible job at marketing Thrive. Thrive should be a very popular product. It's a fantastic protein powder. There is no other protein powder in the world like it. And yet, because of me, it's been held back, quite frankly. So those of you who lost faith in getting your order shipped properly in a timely fashion, we will come back around to you very shortly and re-earn your trust, because it won't be me doing it. It'll actually be All American Pharmaceutical, and I'll take my hands out of the mix and never muddy that water again. Also, I need, as you know, I mentioned that we needed a salesperson, and we got so lucky to get a guy named Tim Bruce, who's just knocking him dead. Tim is, you're going to hear, I mean, he brought Health IQ aboard. I mean, you're going to hear more and more sponsors that you've never heard before because of Tim Bruce. Tim Bruce is the guy. He's the guy. He's going to make the show keep going because of his sales efforts. Now I need a booker. It's a very, very simple job. I can either pay hourly or pay by the appointment. I'm open to either. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.net or message me on Facebook, either one, if you want details. I send you research studies and say, book this author. You get the author on the show, and it's a very, very simple process. If you like science, if you like the show, if you want to be involved with the show, there's a lot of perks to that too, by the way, like free supplements and stuff like that. Reach out to me. If you think that you are qualified to communicate with some of the brightest minds in science, got to be in the United States. I tried working with people in other countries. It's just too much trouble. I'm sorry. So you got to be in the United States, and you have to have a Microsoft Outlook or access to Microsoft Outlook, because that's the platform we use to book our guests. But if you have those two things and you are interested, please reach out to me either on Facebook, message me, or at onair@superhumanradio.net, and we'll talk and see if you're the right person for the opportunity. So hopefully we'll be able to find somebody to do that. Ever since I lost Elisa, it's become, you know, that one more thing that's fallen to me now. Now I have to book the guests too. And as you can see, we haven't been doing a lot of real hard scientific interviews, because it takes time to, it's a full-time job. It's a, to reach out and read the research, find the author. They, a lot of times they don't put their email addresses in these things. I'm thinking to myself, don't they want people to reach out to them? Are they kidding me? But then tracking them down and reaching out to them and then working things out with their schedule and our schedule and booking this appointment, it's quite a big task. And so I do need to find someone. So if it sounds like you're that person, please reach out to me. Yeah, this flu sucks. Like right now, I kind of feel clammy. My appetite is coming back. I got to be honest. For days, I didn't eat at all. Not at all. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I didn't eat. Sunday I ate and I vomited. And so, but then Sunday night I started getting hungry again. It's funny. I'm craving the wrong kinds of foods too. I'm craving starches, and I'm giving into it. I'm eating it. I'm not going to restrict myself right now. I would like to eat more protein, but it just doesn't taste good to me right now. So I struggle along, and, definitely get in the, if you're worried about getting this flu, get in the tanning bed, man. I'm telling you, there's some magic to that UV light. It seems to protect people against getting the flu. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to go to the gym today. I wanted to get in the tanning bed because I wanted to kind of rev up my immune system to help fight this. In fact, I may go back later and get in the tanning bed again for another 10 minutes. But yeah, you don't have to get this flu. Isn't it interesting that this is the same strain that was around when we had the swine flu epidemic in 2008? And that's the last time I got sick with the flu. So I must have a susceptibility to this particular strain, whatever it is. But it definitely, when I got it in 2008, I was in bed for a week. I was off the air. I was living alone. I couldn't get out of bed. I was in bed for a week. It didn't take me down this time. It really didn't. So that shows something is getting better. But yeah, it's really annoying to get sick. It's really annoying to get the flu, because I've got things to do. You know, I've got stuff to do. I've got jobs to get done. I have no time to take off. And plus, I can't take off. I can't call in sick. If I call in sick, there's nobody here at all. Nobody does anything. Everything comes to a screeching halt. So I have to stay well. Anyway, that's all we've got for today. And now tomorrow is Thursday, so we have Military Fitness Radio tomorrow. Also, we have a special show Friday. We have Patrick Arnold coming on Friday. Patrick Arnold, the brainiac that he is introducing a new product, and he's going to break the news here on Superhuman Radio. So don't miss that on Friday. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.